FM.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
diarrhea
from it. So get loosened up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
All right.
Whoa.
Dan, you're going to have to. All right, here we go. You're going to have to back me up on this one, Dan. I told him he had a minute.
I know. Welcome to Pinion's Playhouse. Brought to you by Frank. Tell him who the sponsor is.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. You told me I had time.
A minute.
I said you had a minute.
And how long was I gone?
You were gone about two.
No.
Maybe a minute 30.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 5th. It's just one of those days. The October 5th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Lifetime warranty, good housekeeping, seal of approval. Window World, windowworldstlouis.com. Got a lot of people introduced to you today at the control board. The guy who says I was gone 2 minutes, but I really wasn't. Trevor Limey Phillips, say hi to everybody.
Hi to everybody.
There he is. Wow, we have Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. I want to say hi to Mark and Jason from Stiefel Nicholas. If you're getting ready to retire...
Oh, you know what? I forgot. Say hi to your sponsor.
Oh, thanks, Frank. I'd like to say hi to Mark and Jason. They are with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you're getting ready to retire or change jobs, you can give Mark and Jason a call and have them check out your portfolio with no obligation at all. Just go to
markandjason.com.
Oh, right. They're a Stiefel Nicholas member, SIPC, NYSE.
That's exactly right. Our newsman extraordinaire, Woody Woodburn. I'm going to start calling him that. It's so much easier to remember than Tim because I want to call him Ted, and I don't know why. So, Woody Woodburn, say hi to everybody. Woody.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. Bill Cleveland is actually in the studio. He's going to do a segment from in here today. Bill, say hi to the audience.
Hello, audience.
And that's pretty much everybody except Hebe Jimenez, who's in charge of security. There he is. Bernice is in heaven.
The horse is hind end.
And Rad Boy is mad at me because I forgot him yesterday, maybe a couple of days. I said he wasn't going to say it. Now he says he will say. Go ahead and say it, Rad Boy.
Jeez.
There you go. And the greatest polka orchestra in the United States. You can hear them now. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yep. Yes, a big round of applause. And we're on our way. I'm told the app is working. No, let him express the delight and love of the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm told the app is up. There are certain things you can't do anything about. It's frustrating, but in life, there are things that just happen. And the internet went down. Now, we have it. Part of it's back. Apparently, there's a backup way to get the app working, and I don't know what that entails. I'm not technical. But we still have no phones, and we still have no television. And television's important. Because what you don't realize is most of what we do here is just watch TV. And TV's out and our phones are out, but the app is back up. So we would apologize, except it's not our fault. It's just the way it is. It doesn't have, they said it's never happened. Of course, you know when it's going to happen. The first week here, it has to happen. The first week.
Of course, it's going to happen.
But at least it wasn't on Monday. That would have been a killer. What, Woody?
Fox 2 breaking news. I got all the news stations. Just breaking news. Okay, this is breaking news. We haven't talked about this at all on the show today, so I'm about to give you
breaking news. There it is. And now we go to Woody Woodburn for some breaking news. Woody, what do you got?
We haven't talked about this on the show all day, and this is breaking news that I'm just now getting on my app. Spectrum customers report widespread TV, internet, and phone outages.
Oh, boy,
what?
Thank you.
Okay. That's breaking news.
More details later.
Widespread.
Yeah. No phones for a lot of people.
Spread.
Whoa.
No phones for a lot of people, including us.
Breaking news. You heard it here first.
We are brought to you by Window World. As you probably already know, Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Who buys replacement windows? Pretty much everybody, except people whose homes were built with really, really expensive windows that last a long, long time. That's not most houses or most windows. Most windows are builder grade because most people don't think to say when they build a house, by the way, let's upgrade those windows. They think of carpeting. I want better pad and upgraded car. Everybody does that. That's the one thing people always upgrade. I want to upgrade the padding and the carpet. And I think builders deliberately put flat, not real cushy carpet in the model homes because they know then people will say, well, let's upgrade the carpeting. They never say, let's upgrade the paint. They don't ask what kind of paint was used on the house. Was it Sherwin-Williams? They don't ask. They don't say, I'd like to upgrade the roof. You don't know what kind of roof a builder puts on there. And I'm not knocking builders. They do what they do. Some do it better than others. But windows, they're going to have to be replaced. And then you have to decide, do you want to pay, overpay, for something where the value is not there? You're not really getting much more than you would get from a Window World window. If all you want is a good, solid window, vinyl, double hung, any size, and a reasonable price, and a crew that actually works for Window World, then there's your choice. And there are only two replacement windows that have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. This is one of them. And then there's that lifetime warranty. Window World, you'll see why almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area have Window World windows. They've only been in business for 14 and a half years. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. .com, and there we go.
Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow,
Bill Flatwood is in the house. And in addition to the segment he's about to do, I have to thank him. He took a couple of videos here yesterday. If you haven't seen them, the one we want you to see for sure is on, it's of the studio in here. It's at, on Facebook.com/AM and the PM, and it's on my website, FrankOpinion.com. And well done, great graphics. They're not but, what, 3 or 4 minutes? That video of the studio.
Oh, they're 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Short.
Doesn't take a lot
Fantastic.
Of your time. You'll get to see what
Thanks.
The studio looks like. You'll get to see what we look like. And good job, Bill. And now he's taking us somewhere. Where are we going today?
Well, we don't have far to go. Today, we're going to a place called St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
What?
Been there. Been there.
So, for people who may not know, my real job is a travel writer, or a travel journalist, I guess you could say, because I do multimedia stuff as well.
Wish we had a real job.
And so, one of the things that I do is I travel all over the United States, and I get stories. So, I meet people all over the country. What's interesting is that every city you go to, it doesn't matter where you go, people will always say the same thing. There's nothing to do in my town. Or why would anyone come and see these things? Or you'll, you know, right. There could be really, really, really amazing things, an amazing museum
or
whatever.
Nobody says that in L.A. or New York.
And that's crazy, isn't it, Bill?
Okay, maybe L.A.
But about
or New
St.
York.
Louis, yeah.
Exactly.
You know what my real job is? What? Spooling movies together. Putting.
What are you talking about?
What happened there?
My real job.
What are you?
I got it.
Really? What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Wow, that's strong.
Who was that?
That was Randy Markell, who owns the station.
Oh, man.
Perfect. Yeah. He lost his accent.
He did.
Just to chastise you.
Wow. Whew. And you deserved it.
That was tough.
And you deserved it.
Wow. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, so, all right. So, TripAdvisor, you've probably heard of TripAdvisor. So, visitors who have come to our great city of St. Louis, and I will tell you, I know people even around here, sometimes you say there's nothing to do or we've done the same things over and over. I will tell you that I've met people all over the country that love St. Louis and love coming and enjoying all of the great institutions that we have.
Because when you go to another town, you do things you would never do
Correct.
If you live there.
Yep, yep.
I don't go in the Arch. Yeah. I do go to the zoo a couple times a year. But you're right.
No, you're absolutely right. I remember being in New Orleans and went to the World War II Museum, which is maybe my favorite museum in the entire United States. It's unbelievable. And met a guy who worked one block over, he owned a restaurant, and I started talking to him about the museum, and he goes, I've never been in there. I said, oh, well, did you just start? He goes, no, we've been here 15 years. I was like, really? You've never taken the time to walk two blocks over and see the most amazing museum in the entire country?
I've never taken the Anheuser-Busch tour.
Oh, my
really?
Gosh. I've
Neither have I, actually. I would like to do that. I've only been in town.
I don't want to now that it's not owned by people here. I know that sounds weird, but now the Belgians own it or something. I'm not as interested.
Bloody Belgians.
I'm not as interested.
Here's what we did one one time. We went, we did the Anheuser-Busch tour, but before we did that, we went over to Crown Candy Kitchen.
Oh my gosh, I was with you that day.
I've never been there.
Oh, that's
either.
Right. We did. Yeah.
Bill and was tell with the us. And tell them what you this poor little she had to be 19 or 20 year old tour guide and tell them what you do. You remember what you're talking about? The yeast.
No.
We went by the yeast.
Oh,
this poor little girl. She's given her.
And
spiel.
Did Dan say something like, "Am I going to get an infection?"
No, no. He goes, "It smells. It smells infected. The yeast."
And well, okay, so he girl. Did do it. He did do it.
Yeah.
I knew it. I knew he'd do that.
Unbelievable.
Inappropriate.
Right, so here now I have, these are the top 10 attractions in St. Louis.
Hang on one second.
Yeah.
That's like four times that Limey has just said, inappropriate. A while ago he said, yeah, that's right. Are your mom listening? You said, I'll talk today.
No, all right, fine.
No.
Oh,
no,
man.
His mom's listening. And he, Mom, listen
I'm
today.
Turning off my mic
listen
now.
Listen today. You'll hear me talk. I'll be talking a lot. Yeah, go ahead.
Holy moly. All right. So visitors who have come to St. Louis, these are the top 10 things that they like in rank. And they list all of them, but these are the top 10. These have gotten
and
the
these
highest.
These are from people out of town.
Out of town. The highest ranking of. So what do you think number one is?
The Arch, I guess. Zoo or the Arch?
I'm going to go with the Zoo. I'm sorry to interject like this.
Okay. No.
Because it recently got awarded the.
Best zoo in the United States.
Yep, the best free attraction in the United States.
Whoa, that's big.
Dan, what do you think?
I will go with Forest Park.
Number one attraction is the St. Louis Zoo.
All right.
Oh, yes. Nice.
You're right.
And I will tell you, I know you've been to San Diego Zoo,
horrible,
probably.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. Somebody the other day said, oh my gosh, this is, I've got to pay. Yeah. You pay like $40 to get into that thing. It's nowhere close to the St. Louis Zoo.
I would
Zoo.
Never go back. We went and I thought, you got to be kidding me.
All right, so the next one on the list, the Missouri Botanical Garden.
Whoa, that's a
surprise. Has anyone been to the Missouri Botanical Garden?
Yeah, beautiful.
A long time ago.
Oh, sorry, talking too much.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
This is a segment where everybody has input. Okay, so
okay, sorry.
Mom can. Your
When's
mom
that
can turn
it up. Probation over again?
Is that yes,
quiet, Cleveland. Thank you.
Simmer down over there.
But the Missouri Botanical Garden, if you've never been, it's absolutely spectacular. And again, traveling all over the country, you get to go to other gardens and you get to meet people, and they will tell you. Even people who work in other botanical gardens in other cities, they will put the Missouri Botanical Garden at the very top of the list. So be glad you got that. All right. The Cathedral Basilica of St. Louis.
Oh,
have you
beautiful.
Been in there?
One time, yeah.
It is gorgeous.
It's tremendous.
Absolutely gorgeous. All right. Number four on the list, the City Museum.
Of course.
I assume everyone has been to the City. Frank, if you've not been to the City Museum.
Hold on. I went to Magic House. But I have not been to the City Museum.
I bet your grandkid would love
it. No, he's been. I think my wife took it.
Phenomenal. And it's hard to explain to people what the City Museum is. Because all you want to
really
say
an
is...
an assaultment course mixed in with just climbing frames everywhere. If you're an adult, take
caves,
knee pads.
And, yeah. It's,
really?
It's really, really
Lots
hard to explain, but it's unbelievable. All right, number five, we've all done Busch Stadium.
Yep.
Number six, Forest Park, which I think is my favorite part of St. Louis. All right, number seven, the Fabulous Fox Theater.
I've never been to the Fox, and I've always wanted to go.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. There's nothing like seeing
Pretty
a show...
Cool.
At the Fox
now,
Theater.
Yeah, that surprises me. How long have you lived here?
About 10 years or so.
That does surprise me that you've never been to the Fox.
Well, last job I was broke a lot, so I couldn't really afford to go there. Hint!
Like this job, you're not going to be broke. No, it's 10 years and never go to the Fox. That's surprising to me.
Yeah.
And it really is.
It's beautiful.
I've seen some pictures, and the ornaments inside just look amazing.
It's not just about being beautiful. The acoustics are good. It's a great place to see a show. It's second only to me to Powell Hall.
Yeah, there are only three Fox theaters left.
Is Powell Hall? No.
Okay. They made them just to view movies back in the day. And so there's the only ones left are Atlanta, Detroit, and here in St. Louis. All right, the St. Louis Art Museum.
Yep.
Great place. You're probably like me. You don't
I don't like
art. I'm not into the art museum.
They have a Monet painting there that's his lily garden.
The water lilies.
The water lilies. Thank you. I've checked out that. And
Billy Idol did that.
Monet. That's Tommy James and the Shondells.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The original.
My second. Sorry.
Do you know about art?
I know somewhat about art, but my second favorite part of the museum is all the suits of armor that they have downstairs and all the swords and medieval weapons.
Have you seen the mummy with the toe?
No, I haven't.
So that's been there forever. Because I remember,
I remember
even as kids, you go on a field trip, and the cool thing was to go downstairs and to see the mummy, and his toe is showing, the wrapping has come apart, and so you see his black toe.
Oh.
That was a big deal.
Was he black?
Well, I don't think so, but I don't know that for a fact.
So when you die, after a while, you turn Africa.
Black? Well, maybe.
Black toes matter.
I think like black, like midnight black.
Hold on a minute. What did you say?
What?
Black toes matter? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
There was Dan. No. They're listening. They're out there. Go ahead.
And the last one, the number 10, you just mentioned it earlier, the Magic House. The Magic House, that's a,
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty cool, especially as kids, and you obviously have a grandkid. I keep pointing that out for some reason. I'm not sure why. But
if
the Magic
really
House
was really a good Magic House, you'd go one day and it just disappeared.
that's a good Magic House.
Where is it?
And here, actually, in beautiful downtown Kirkwood, the Magic House.
I have been there, yeah.
There you go. All right, so I only bring up those things just, again, because we're very, very fortunate. I think people forget how lucky we are that we have so many things. And that's just 10. I mean, there's like 100 things you could be doing in St. Louis. A lot of really cool stuff.
Unfortunately, none of that is going to offset or overpower in the message of what St. Louis is. What these knuckleheads have done to our city.
I agree.
Because other people watching the news, they have no idea the harm they've done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you're right. I remember Ferguson had happened. I had just started doing travel stuff, and so I'd been maybe a year or two into it, and everywhere I would go, you'd say, "Oh, yeah, I'm from St. Louis," and then you'd go, "Oh, that's where Ferguson was." And they could not comprehend what a small area that was.
Like a city block.
Exactly. But on the news, it's plastered all across the country and I guess around the world. All of St. Louis is on fire. And everything.
Have an advertiser whose daughter, the Christmas after St. Louis, would not come for Christmas here to be with their family because she was scared of St. Louis.
No, I've met people as I've traveled that will, my family told me, just keep driving. Don't stop. Don't stop in St. Louis. And then they get here and then they're like, well, what is the big deal?
Growing up in England, everybody would always ask me like, oh, you're from America. What part are you from? Like, where were you born? And they'd always think either Chicago, L.A. or New York. And they would always, I would say St. Louis. And their second answer would be then, how close is that to Chicago, New York or L.A.?
Yeah.
Nobody ever heard about this great city that's right here in the Midwest, which was a shame. But I send pictures
fly
back
over country. Fly over country.
Yeah, right.
So people call it.
Do the people in Britain know where Dallas is?
Yeah, of course everybody knows. The Dallas Cowboys.
Now, well, you're telling me to break. We don't break. I do a spot and I do the joke and we end. We don't break in the Playhouse.
Then can I politely say wrap it up?
No.
Goodness
no.
Gracious.
No. Okay.
All right.
Those were the last words the last guy said. His very last words. He had the gall to say wrap it up to me during the Playhouse.
Am I going to have to edit him out of that video? Just did?
No.
Thanks, Bill.
You may. Bill has to wrap up first.
Yeah, I'm Bill Cleveland, On the Road and on 590 The Fan. I'm so glad they have it right in front of my face.
It makes it easier. Before I get to the jokes, just a couple of things. Pistols Plus, if you're going to be there this weekend, I will go to the lake. I will probably run into somebody from St. Louis there. Pistols Plus. Where don't pay any attention to the false, that's fake news that a couple of yahoos in the area of Osage Beach were spreading that they were out of the archery business. They're not at all out of the they're bigger than ever in the archery business. So if you're a bow hunter, Pistols Plus, and of course you know what else is there. And if you don't, you should check it out. Kind of Kenny quartered across from Staples. Larry Connors will follow us today and every day at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. If you've not heard him yet, if you listen to him for an hour, just a couple of times, you will be hooked. He is really good. Most TV people, when they go to radio, they're horrible. He is one of the exceptions to that. And Monday, when we come back in here, we will have somebody auditioning for the tech segment that Jose used to do. We have a guy driving from Columbia, Missouri to come in and audition to do the tech segment to talk to you about phones and TVs and all that stuff. Ladies, get in here, please. Ladies, get in here.
Ooh, that's nice.
He's the guy telling me to wrap it up and then wasn't ready for the ladies. So this woman has a dog. It's a schnauzer. You know what a schnauzer is? They're like little dogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little dogs.
Babies, yeah. Little ones.
Yeah. And it wasn't hearing, and she could tell it couldn't hear because she, and the dog was nothing. And it used to come. So she knows the dog has a hearing problem. She goes to the vet, and the problem was excessive hair in the dog's ear. So the vet says, look, All you have to do, go to the drugstore and get some Nair. Nair is a product that women use on their legs. It's a cream. It takes the hair away. The vet says just put some Nair in the dog's ears once a month, and that hair won't grow. You won't have the problem, the hearing problem. So she goes to the store and buys some Nair. And at the checkout place, the pharmacist says, now, you need to know if you're going to use this under your arms, don't use deodorant for a few days. Your skin will be very sensitive. She says, well, I'm not using it under my arms. The pharmacist says, well, if you use it on your legs, don't use body lotion on your legs for a couple of days after using there, because your legs will be very sensitive. She says, I'm not using it on my legs either. Actually, I'm using it on my schnauzer. He said, well, then I wouldn't ride a bike for a couple of days. So we have music. We can get that.
We have the internet.
We have our app back. We don't have any phone service. So this is where Mike Evans would come on, but we can't bring him in because we don't have phones. Charter, that bundling thing. Mm. No phones. So, first of all, Limey would like to set the record straight about something.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Earlier I mentioned that my parents were both recovering alcoholics and drug addicts and all that fun stuff. Just like to clarify that they were both sober by the time I was born. Mm-hmm. I said that out, and then my mom kind of blew up my phone and was like, I'm going to come down there and beat you. So I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That would have made for good radio. That would have made for good radio if she'd have done that.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, even though they were sober, there was some lingering something that caused you to turn out the way you did. So there's some something.
See, I wasn't going to say that, but I was thinking it.
In the system. Some residual.
Well, I was actually dropped on my head as a child. That might have something to do with it. Probably not the drugs.
Are you kidding, or were you dropped?
No, I was actually dropped on my head as a child by my dad.
How old were you?
About 4.
Really?
Yeah, I was on his shoulders. And you know these awnings they have in the front of the stores? Well, I was on his shoulders, and I'm guessing he saw a young, attractive lady, wasn't paying attention. And I just wham right into this awning and landed right on my head. Was in hospital
for
a little
bit. How old were you, Dan, when you got hit in the head with a phone? Remember that?
I was.
What?
There's a common thread here.
Yeah.
Woody, were you ever hit in the head or dropped on your head?
No, I've got a clean head.
I was actually 17 when that happened.
Oh, okay.
Because I was arguing with my mom while she was on the phone with one of her friends, and I just blurted out and I said, well, F it. And she's like, could you hold on? And took the phone and went.
And those were back when phones were.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was
one with a dial on
dial wall phone.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that explains two people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Now
we
just
got to
figure out Woody, me, and Bill Cleveland. So here's what we're going to do. We don't have any phone calls, and I'm going to tell you about Johnny Londoff, and we'll tell you a couple of stories. I got a couple of things that I didn't cover in the Playhouse that I can cover. You know who Johnny Londoff is. You know what he sells. You know where he is. So what else do I need to tell you to get you to include Johnny Londoff when you're shopping for a car? You'll notice the one thing that I never do is tell people what to do or that there's only one place they can do it. That's ridiculous. I hear people all the time, other people on the air, and they say, there's only one place to buy. No, there's not. There are, I don't know how many Chevy dealers there are. There are a few, but I will tell you this. If you're AM and the PM and you mean it, you really are, you really mean it, you're sincere about it, you're not just like a wannabe or a fake AM and the PMer, then your conscience would bother you so much if you went anywhere else and didn't include, see, notice I didn't say just go anywhere. I said include Johnny Londoff. I've talked to a couple of people who made that mistake. They were AM and the PM. They truly were. But they bought Chevys somewhere else. You know what happened to them? One of them is in an insane asylum. This is a true story. Because she couldn't sleep at night. A conscience. It's called conscience. She was AM and the PM and didn't shop at Johnny Londoff. She's now in a mental institution.
Oh, my goodness. Idiot!
The other one. This is hard for me to talk. The other one jumped off an overpass.
Oh, my God. Man,
these are not pretty stories. And left a note when they found him and scooped him up. There was a note in the pocket. I should have shopped at Londoff. That was a note. It's a true story. Yeah.
Scooped him.
Sad.
There are more that I haven't even talked about of people who Oh, they said they're AM and the PM. They talked the talk, but they didn't walk the walk. So don't be like those people. If you're AM and the PM, even through the trials and tribulations of an app not working and a phone's not working and whatever, and that's not going to happen very often, we hope. Real AM and the PM people are the people out there who just kept tapping the app. They tapped it for 2 hours. Tap, tap, tap. It'll come back soon. That's dedication. You folks wouldn't think of buying a vehicle without at least shopping Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. It's all we ask. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, 24/7 at Londoff.com. There is a new video on Facebook.com/AM and the PM and at FrankOpinion.com shot by Bill Cleveland, and I think they're really good. It's a couple of minutes, but it'll give you your first look at the new studios here and what they look like and where we do what we do. And there's more to come. We're going to shoot some more and make sure that you have, as much information as you can about what we're doing here. Now, there's a thing that people are doing when they text. And I kind of like it, and I'm getting it a lot now. If you text somebody and you say, so I'll see you at 7 o'clock, and you just get that thumb up.
I did that to you the other
thumbs
day.
Up.
Gave you the thumbs.
I like it.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of those emoticons, whatever they're called. I think they're stupid. But the thumb up thing, it's quick, and it says, got it.
Yep.
I'm good with that. So that I'm okay with. We keep doing that.
There's a whole variety of hand gestures, actually. Yeah.
There are?
Yeah, they're clapping.
Is that one in there, that finger thing?
Yep.
It is?
There's the middle finger.
Be careful.
Wagon finger.
If your eyes aren't good.
Where do I download that? Is that standard on the phone?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, if you just check your little emojis and
if
all that.
If you have vision problem, Woody just found it. But if you have a vision problem like that and you think you're sending somebody the thumb up and you send them the finger, be careful. You have to be careful. There's a guy named Jay Yelton, if he's listening. He's coming in Tuesday, he's driving in from Columbia, Missouri to do, he's auditioning to do the movie review segment. So we'll see how that goes. That you can look for. Tuesday morning in the 8 o'clock hour, I will be a guest with Tim McKernan and Doug Holtz on the morning show.
Wow.
This is huge. Yeah.
It's a big invite.
It is. And I got invited today. Tim McKernan called me and said, would you come in Tuesday? And I said, how much does it pay? And he said, nothing. And I said, no. And then he called the owner and worked something out. So I'm writing me a big fat check and I'll come in Tuesday. Nice. No, I'm coming in Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Nice. And obviously talk about something other than sports. A couple other things real quickly. Emails. I will share just a couple of them with you. And you tell me. Well, I'll read a couple and we'll take a break. Right, Limey? So we're not running.
That's perfect, boss.
And the reason, again, that Mike Evans is not with us is we have no phone service. It's out for a little while.
We can just make up some stuff like he does.
I hope I didn't get back to him. Here's one. She says, oh, listen to this. Now, this is obviously from the listener's name is Jason, and his wife has obviously listened over the years and knows how to be a wife. This is an email I just printed out this morning from yesterday. Frank, I want to share a story. Monday was my anniversary. While I was working in my garage, the wife came out to tell me some gossip about her girlfriend or something, and I said, hey, I am listening to Frank Opinion. She apologized, bowed her head in subordination, went back to the kitchen to make my dinner. Whoa. That was followed by a Monica Lewinsky that night.
Whoa.
Keep up the good work.
Wow. Now,
there you go.
Wow. Loving relationship.
And that actually is the email he sent me. Jason.
That's
whoa.
Sweet. That's
Jason's living the
Valentine moment.
The good life. Now, here's one that may interest many of you, and then we'll take a break. It starts, hey, Frank, you mentioned HD radio just now. This must have been after we talked about it yesterday. It says, well, your last day at the old station, I went on eBay, and I bought an HD radio, and 105.7 HD2 comes in unbelievably crystal clear. I'm listening to it now, and I've attached a photo of the radio. And she did send me. It was made by a company called... I forgot already. But it was an HD radio that she bought online, and it says it plugs in and runs on batteries. She said HD radios typically start about $60, a little more than $60, and up from there. I found one on eBay, she says, for $28.
Oh, my goodness.
With free shipping, and the seller I bought it from has more in stock. Maybe you could post the link on your website. Well, I don't think we need to do it. Just go on eBay and put in HD radio. And according to her, Insignia makes a great HD radio, and you can get them for as little as $28. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll say goodbye, tell a couple of stories. I'd love to take calls, but we have no phones today. I hope that's fixed by Monday, because we don't have enough talent to fill. We didn't have enough to fill today. Barely. We certainly don't have
barely.
Enough. Yeah, thank you, to fill on Monday. So we'll be back, as they say, after these words on 590 The Fan. I don't like to talk about it a lot, but this is me playing the piano.
It's awesome. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Really talented.
It's really beautiful.
Lessons as a kid.
Well, that's after you fell on your head.
Oh, wait. No, it's Billy Joel. I can already tell. No, don't stop.
Oh,
it.
Oh.
No.
I was going to cut off the audio. I didn't want to ruin the
audio. We don't have any theatrical. We have nothing to do. Play music, for goodness sakes. It kills time. It's a great song, too. Billy Joel. Crank it up.
Listen and Ray Charles, also.
Put people in a better mood as they head home. Turn it up. Yeah. When I'm lonely. Yeah. She comes through. Do you ever see Ray Charles' house?
No,
neither is
nope.
He.
Oh, God! Now, see, now where's the rim shot?
rim shot.
No, that was a test. Now, a lot of people think that's not very funny, but I think Ray would think it's funny.
That's one of the first jokes I remember learning.
And the same joke for Stevie Wonder. You ever see Stevie Wonder's car?
Yeah.
You know, here's a really true story, and I've told it before. Years and years ago, there was a chain of stores called CMC Stereo. Anybody, you're from here, Woody? You from St. Louis?
Yeah, I remember those.
Big stereo chain, VHS recorders, car stereo. And they had a recording studio. And a buddy of mine was in charge of running the recording studio. And it was a really big deal recording studio where you could have cut actual records. And Stevie Wonder and the Rolling Stones were coming to St. Louis the same weekend, and they both had called in, or their people called in, and asked if they could book the studio to just rehearse and listen to themselves. This is absolutely true. And he calls me and goes, hey, the Stones are coming. Stevie Wonder's coming. They're coming to the studio. So I had only seen the studios once, but I knew where they were. Kind of a well-kept secret. So the Rolling Stones pull up in a couple of white stretch limos, and not kidding, Stevie Wonder is driven up in a Ford, like Town and Country Squire station wagon. Now, this is not a joke.
They told him it was a limo?
No, well, you're getting close. Okay. I said to my buddy, I said, man, I mean, he had a station wagon, and my friend said, yeah, but he didn't know. He didn't know the difference. They probably did tell him,
and
they saved all kinds of money. I know. It's actually, I think you could go to hell for something like
bait
that.
Bait and switch.
It
bait
is.
Switch.
It is bait and switch. I have a bulletin, and Woody Woodburn doesn't even know about this. This just came in.
Oh, man. Scooping me.
The St. Louis police have announced that they're replacing all of their sirens on their patrol cars with horns, those loud speakers, right? Get out of the car. You know, they're putting bigger, more amplified speakers, and they're going to play the national anthem to force fleeing suspects to stop and take a knee.
Oh,
that is a great idea. That I love that. Good for you. And that was fake news.
Yeah.
That was not really a news story. Now, one of the things going on here is Limey is trying his best to learn two things at one time. He's learning a new control board, and you in the video you'll see it. It's a lot of and we didn't even show you all the buttons on. You just got a little glimpse of some of them. There are a lot of buttons to learn, and he's trying to learn the sounds at the same time he's learning the actual control board, where he has to know where the commercials are and which ones to hit. So I thought to help you, since we have just a few minutes.
Thanks.
If you will hit a sound,
okay,
one maybe you haven't played a lot, we'll give you an example of when you would use it. So just pick one. Just
throw me a freaking bone here.
Now, that's a very good one.
Yeah.
I think that would be a situation where maybe Dan is trying his best to do something funny, and nothing is working, and then...
Better memorize that button.
And then, you'll need it a lot. And finally, Dan, after his third attempt to say something funny, then you would hit.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
Yeah, so that would make sense. Now, give me another. Just hit another. You don't use a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
again, let's go to Dan. Dan would start off on some tangent that we have no idea, and it's something about bass guitars, and he got a Rickenbacker, and we don't know what he's talking about. And when he's finished, you would then hit.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah, all right, now I'll pick another one that you're not real familiar with.
The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of this station, its management, the staff, the listeners, or anybody else.
All right, that would be Dan.
Yeah.
Again.
After Dan, if I say something,
said something that might be semi-offensive, or we want people to know that's not us, and he just did it earlier today. Well, I forgot what it was.
With the toes, man. Matter. Remember
yeah,
that?
Black toes matter. Yeah. 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 Okay, let's try. Let's say Dan just said the thing he did earlier about black toes matter. Then you hit.
The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of this station, its management, the staff, the listeners, or anybody else.
Can we use that?
No, we can't because it's the voice. I know what you're saying. Go ahead. It's the voice of a guy who does a morning show at another station.
Yeah,
we can't use it. I know. We're going to hell. All right, now here's another one that you don't.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
All right, again, Dan. You would use that when Dan got something wrong.
Yes.
And
which is quite often.
And let's just say Dan had just said something. It was completely wrong. Then you just.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
Perfect. All right, pick another one.
You've been drinking.
All right, Dan.
Thank God Dan's here. You'd never hear any of these.
All of these, apparently, were put in there just because of things that Dan says. So, again, Dan has just said something that just doesn't make any sense, and we know who he's talking about. Go and hit it again. Go ahead. But you just did it.
I missed it. I was just going through trying to find the next one.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
Didn't you see the pattern?
Perfect for me.
I asked you to play it once and then play it in context.
He's gonna play it for himself,
find another one. There's 700 of these. Try another one. Go ahead.
I got loads.
That you don't use.
I am too smart. SMRT. I mean, SMART.
Okay, let's again say Dan.
Yeah.
Dan has just.
I don't spell very well.
He can't see, and he doesn't spell very well. And let's say he mispronounced a word, and everybody knows except him. You would hit.
I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
All right. Pick another one.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is the master.
And that's pretty much what you'd hit for anything I say.
Because
it's going to be accurate and it's going to be correct. The grammar will be right. The pronunciations will be right. And that would be appropriate to hit then.
That would be.
Frankie is the master.
I like that. Now, what else do you have in there?
All right. I mean, loads.
We get 3 hours of this.
Yeah.
And we may have to if this keeps up.
That'd be Monday.
Monday, yeah. No kidding. If we don't have this stuff back, we will do 3 hours. Go ahead. Isn't that? That's a joke Dan just told.
Yeah. Bombed again.
Completely bombed. Nobody laughed. And let's say Dan's punchline is, and that's why they call it a mummy.
Oh, wait. I have one here. I watched a documentary on building World War II ships.
Yeah.
It was riveting.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great example. Goodness. Learning on-the-job training.
Really
you are learning how to use these sounds. I pick another. I'm glad these are ones we have not heard since we've been in this studio.
It ages.
Yeah, no, not ages, but since we've been in here. Go ahead.
I'd like to explain something. I ain't punchy. I got what you call, a relaxed brain, but I ain't punchy, It's just the way I talk here.
I don't think I have to say it.
No. Again,
Dan was telling a story about his band played somewhere last night and he didn't get enough sleep, and that's when
To explain something. I ain't punchy. I got what you call a relaxed brain, but I ain't punchy, it's just the way I talk here.
Perfect. And this is actually going to help you a lot.
Yeah.
You're getting familiar with the stuff that's in this machine. Go ahead, pick another one.
Bend over, Junior.
Oh, well.
I'm bent over, George.
All right, I'm stumped on that one. I don't know when we would ever. Well, let's say we just got a call from a prisoner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've had calls from people, mm-hmm. inmates before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess once I said, where are you calling from? He says, well, I'm calling from prison.
Junior. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bend over, Junior.
I'm bent over, George.
Yeah, that's when you use that. See, there's always going to be a situation that will come up where you will need one of these. It's a lot to remember. Go ahead, pick another one.
Wait till you see the surprise I get you for Christmas. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you're going to need a bigger bra.
Hmm. No, that would be about me.
What size bra do you wear?
Yeah, before I lost weight or if I gain it back, that would be appropriate. Yeah. And I would say, hey, thank you. Thanks for this paperweight you got me. And then you would play.
Wait till you see the surprise I get you for Christmas. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you're going to need a bigger bra.
Okay, that would be a gaining weight thing. Go ahead. What else? Anything.
Is Mike Evans a big drinker?
The answer, of course, is yes. And you will be using that regularly.
I found that today, actually.
That is appropriate any day he does his report.
Okay.
Because he is a big wine drinker. But let me add, he is not in the car. You know, he's at home.
In a hot tub, usually, right?
Ooh, I don't know if I can play that one.
Can we make a dish? Well,
that's a minute long.
That's too long.
I'll wait.
That's too long.
Yeah, that's too long.
We have one a minute long. Can you play the first part of it? And cut it off.
Sure. Yeah, and you know what? I like my job. Please don't fire me.
Mom, did you ever have those heavy flow days?
Absolutely, sweetheart.
Save that. That needs to be played intact. Yeah. That's a good one. All right, go ahead. We got time for a couple more. Just random.
Shut up, boy.
Oh, my goodness. We can use that anytime. There are numerous occasions in any one show,
right?
If I'm telling
a story,
usually it would be you. It's just gone on too long, and then we have to say,
"Shut up, boy!"
Yeah, all right, go ahead, grab another one. 700, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going through all of them. Don't worry.
Like forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
I've never heard that.
Well, that would be something we use that Larry Connors, who's an older gentleman, would relate to. It's that 50s hip talk that Larry would understand. Hipsville,
Coolsville.
Cats, yeah. So let's say that Larry had just said something. I don't understand this technology today.
You forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
That's awesome.
Go ahead. This is fun. We got another minute or so.
This would have been perfect yesterday.
Hey, that's a joke, son.
No.
Because
everybody knew what I did was a joke. Was that just yesterday?
No. It was Tuesday. Oh, yeah. Today's Thursday. Yeah. Wow. Quick week.
No, that would not have been.
Next time, go get a hat.
That, again, would be Dan.
Get a hat,
Trevor. Tell us what he thinks is a joke.
Get a hat.
Yeah. Get a hat, Trevor. A hat.
Go ahead. Give us another one.
Hey, that's a joke.
No.
Wrong one. This is it.
Houston, we have a problem.
Well,
with the phones being out,
that would have been appropriate today. You should have used that today because we do have. We're not in Houston, but we got a problem. We got lots of problems. No phones. We didn't have the app for a while.
Has anybody told Larry the phones are out? Should we keep that quiet?
Nobody's listening.
We had a big phone day, Larry. Good luck.
Houston, we have a problem.
No. We'll tell Larry who comes in. Man, the callers.
Oh, they're blowing up.
Boy, did we have the callers today.
we left you some holdover calls,
nobody
Larry.
That's a great idea. Well, our time, I believe, in 2 seconds, will be up. Thank a police officer every chance you get. You told me to get out at 56:35, did you not?
I did. It doesn't matter. You're Frank Capone.
But I don't hear anything.
Oh, right.
I thought you had to hit something. No, what the heck?
Houston, we have a problem.
Actually,
should we take a call?
Good afternoon, everyone, for the 590 The Fan.
Actually, what?
We're supposed to do a commercial. Spots.
No, you said 56:35. Oh, it's now 57:02.
I haven't even opened it yet.
Can we squeeze in one more call?
This is awkward.
This is very, very awkward. I was focusing on doing the sound effects.
There is one call coming in right now. It must be a satellite phone. I'll take that call. Yes, so who's this?
This show sucks.
Okay, thank you for calling. When are you going to hit the theme? There. Okay,
there
great.
Go.
Wow, this was fantastic.
Wow.
Hey, have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.